Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is Chris Leith, Sr., Chief and Spiritual Advisor from the Prairie Island Dakota community. And then after that, we'll remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's a beautiful day out there, and it's nice to be here among our leaders of the state of Minnesota. I look forward to this event every year. And I've been here. I also worked here for a few years as a state investigator across the street. So I know how it is to be a state official. It keeps us busy, keeps us out of mischief. So this morning, I'm going to ask you to pray along with me. My prayers are always in my Dakota language. So if you know your language, no matter what race you are, Swede, German, whatever, use your language and pray along with me. Please. That makes it strong. That makes it sincere. It makes us worthy of what we are doing when we speak our own language. The English language does not belong to us, yet we try to use it. That's why you're here, trying to do your best to make it work. But if you spoke your language, it will work. I know that, because my language has taken me all over the world, and I've experienced many, many good things in this life. But at this time, I'm going to ask you to join me in a prayer for the people throughout the world. We can't be selfish, and the people around us, our homes. But at this time, please join me. Wakantaka Makataha Ahitamayo Deoyatapki Wachinya Bicha Taka Waste Ditong Ichakte Nini Wakanta Wachinya Bido Denoyatapki Hena Unshikapi Kawachinya Bi Doka de chung pekrikahena soya cha ongapo ongapo. Ohena de wakampi de washe de washakapi. Kabetu de taka waste chakde. Ushikirapo ongapo ongapo. Omitaki owasan. Thank you very much.
Cable. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
You too.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubley, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olsen G, Olsen M, Ortman, Pappas, Parisot, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Wieger.
Quorum is present. The first order of business is executive and official communications. Communications is on today's agenda. Next order of business is reports of committees.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Do you have one to read first?
No, it's not back yet, okay. Senator Pogemiller.
I move that the committee reports printed in today's agenda and the report read by and be adopted in today's agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
On the Pogemiller.
I withdraw that motion.
Motion has been withdrawn. Senator
Mr. President, I apologize for the confusion. Pursuant to Rule 201, I'd like to have Senate file.
You're objecting to the reference.
Yes. Okay.
Senate file 1955, is that correct?
Yes, Mr.
1965.
President.
1965. All right. Just make note. 19 on page 2. Senate file 1965. Okay.
Then, Mr. President, I will renew my motion that the reports printed in today's agenda be adopted with the exception of reports pertaining to appointments.
Okay. On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I move that reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. There are three printed on today's agenda. We're taking out 1965, the two on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading, Senate bills. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are a number of authors' motions. Without objection, we will take these as one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Do you have two to read? There are two. There's a resolution by Senator Gimsey, Hahn, Fischbach, Ingebrigtsen, without objection, be referred to the Rules Committee. There's a motion to be read at the desk.
Senator Larson moves that Senate File 1297 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and referred to the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight.
Senator Larson, tell the Senate what we're doing here.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill relates to automatic voter registration. Be referred back to the Policy Committee for further discussion.
Okay. On the Larson motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevail.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I have a motion on behalf of Senator Sharon, who's not here today, I believe. I move that Senate File 208 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight.
What's it about?
Okay. It's, Mr. President, it's an elections bill that needs to go back to Policy Committee.
Okay. Any discussion on that? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next order of business is introduction. Remaining on motions, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There's one to be read at the desk. I didn't do the
Senators Latz, Cohen, Han, Olsen, and Pogemiller introduced Senate File 2824, a bill for enacting the transportation, providing an alternative compensation and settlement process for victims of the I-35W bridge collapse, etc.
This will be Senate File 2824 will be referred to the Judiciary Committee. Again, I might ask the members to sign these bills so we can read your names, okay? Some are a little hard to figure out. There will be four changes. One is on page 4. Senate File 2743 will be sent to the Health Committee. And on page 7, Senate File 2767 will be sent to State and Local Government Operations and Oversight. And on page 12, Senate File 2815 will be sent to the Education Committee. Without objection. Apparently there's one more on page 9. Senate File 2788 will be sent to the Finance Committee. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. The last order of business be announcements of Senate interest.
Mr. President.
Or did you want to recess? I guess we have to recess to wait for the...
Yes, Mr. President.
Remaining on motions.
I just visited with Senator Senjum. I'd like to recess to the call of the chair somewhere between an hour and 2 hours, but it's simply for the purpose of processing the transportation bill report from the Finance Committee. Apparently, they have finished their work, and they're just doing the paperwork now. So all we'll need is a skeletal crew for that, and could be as much as 2 hours from now.
Do you have to move? Senator Senjum?
Mr. President, are we in announcements?
Yeah, then I believe we want to move to recess after your announcement. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. President, members, in particular Senate Republican members, the Senate Republican Caucus is going to meet tomorrow morning at 7:45 in our caucus room. The Commissioner of Transportation is going to join us at 8, so please try to be there.
Senator Pogemiller.
At Senator Senjum's a hard driver, 7:45.
Mr. President, they're all up at 5 o'clock, so 7:45 is rather late in the day.
3 hours worth of work in already, right? Republicans. Senator Pogemiller.
And then members, I think we're going to meet on Wednesday, sometime in the afternoon, just briefly, to process the committee report, hopefully out of the Tax Committee, on the transportation bill. So that would be a very brief meeting in the afternoon. Try not somewhere between the afternoon slots on the committee meetings. And then Thursday we would meet and perhaps process a transportation bill, if that's possible. But I'll have some discussions with Senator Senjum to see if that's possible or not. So, Mr. President.
Before that, Senator Moore, did you have a Announcement.
Mr. President and members, I just want to remind all of you that last week I passed out an invitation from the St. Paul Senate delegation for all of you to join us in our 2008 legislative session reception at the Ordway Center for the Performing Arts. There's complimentary parking at the St. Paul River Center ramp, and I guess also complimentary valet parking at the Ordway. So I hope you and your staff will make the time to come and celebrate with us. It is from 5 to 8 tonight.
Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, members, I noticed the note that Senator Pappas sent out. I would guess we would schedule session around that, because it looks like we would like members to gather about 2:30. And so we'll process session probably just prior to that to get all the members together. And then there'll be a baby shower, apparently. So I would move that the Senate recess to the call of the chair within the next couple of hours, skeletal crew, just to process the committee report on transportation from the Finance Committee.
On the motion by Senator Pogermiller to recess to the call of the chair, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The Senate.